Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We played you that awful hickey rap a few moments ago. Alan Jeffrey says, Zach, what was that? That was terrible. Tell Ryan to keep his job on the radio. Rapping is not his game. Daly is saying, clearly the hair product is getting to Hickey's brain and is affecting him. So some people got a good laugh. Or maybe they never want to hear things again after hearing Hickey rap. So, boy, oh boy, that was something. You will also hear a crazy Shep claim coming up 20 minutes from now. And I played a little bit of a role in this, having some fun at the expense of David Shepard, who I did see announce the other day that he is resigning as the executive producer of the Bart Winkler Show. And he's going to be doing now the Friday into Saturday, Saturday into Sunday weekend overnights right here on the Infinity Sports Network. So congratulations to Shep on the new gig as he continues to host, but we will set Shep up for his next chapter in life and have a little fun when talking about him. How about Minnesota over the weekend? I love this Minnesota Timberwolves team. And how can't you love Anthony Edwards right now? Let's welcome in their TV play-by-play man, and that's Michael Grady, as Minnesota looks to take a 2-0 lead in Denver tonight. Michael, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this. How you been?
I've been good. Good to be on with you. Excited about the rest of this series.
So take me through your biggest game one takeaway. All they had to do was at least just get one in Denver to show, okay, this Minnesota team is not to be messed with. They were able to do that in game one. What jumps out to you a few days later?
Just the hunger and the poise that they had in that game. And it really stood out going back to that Phoenix series. You know, all the talk heading into that series was, you know, the Suns smoked you guys. 3-0 during the regular season, and now you have to face them in the postseason. This is a team that you don't want to face. You have all kind of matchup issues. And the Timberwolves took care of business in the first two games of that series, really smacking Phoenix. And then you go on the road to face the Suns in a tough environment, and they kept the crowd out of it, won game three, stayed greedy in 1-4, earning a sweep against a team, again, that swept them during the regular season. And so to come into Denver and get off to a good start, Denver goes on their inevitable run, playing like defending champs. And for the Timberwolves to have the poise and the aggression and the will to pull that game out with guys stepping up in the second half like Mike Conley and Naz Reid, and then Anthony Edwards starting the show and then closing the show, just really, to me, just exemplifies the growth that they've had from last season to this year.
The last few weeks, you know, we always knew Anthony Edwards was a special player, but I think it took a while for a lot of people nationally to say he could be the future face of the NBA, and that's been on full display, and I thought it was a serious moment for him on Saturday. You being there for the journey of Anthony Edwards, how do you kind of put into words what you've seen now for a little bit?
Yeah, it's part of the progression when you have a small market team and a young star. From the Timberwolves fans' perspective, they've been seeing spectacular play from Anthony Edwards all season long. And we really saw him take a step forward when Karl-Anthony Towns went down with that calf injury last season. And so Anthony Edwards had to take a larger load with the team, and he's making spectacular plays, and we're seeing him learn on the fly. And this season, understanding when teams are double or triple teaming him and blitzing him, how to make the smart play to set up his teammates, which makes him even more dynamic as he becomes a better playmaker. We know he can score. We know he can jump out of a gym. But making the right play when he's attracting all this attention has been a nice progression that we've seen in his game. So the fact that he's starting to get some, you know, national recognition, and I thought it was great headed into game one, all of the talk of the Michael Jordan stuff and the comparisons were out there. And so you could understand if he would step into game one and maybe a little bit timid, a little bit shaky, but he came out and was super aggressive and then finished with the playoff career high 43 points. He's not afraid of the moment. The bright lights don't intimidate him at all. And all he cares about is hooping and winning. And that's the guy who you would love to see as one of the future faces of the NBA.
I mean, Michael Grady here with us. I'm glad you brought up the Jordan point because I've said that before. I know a lot of people have said that as of late as well. He has a Jordan mentality. And I know the Jordan fans are going to start saying, you can't mention Michael Jordan. He's not. No one's saying he's Michael Jordan, but he has that mentality. When did you kind of start to realize that?
I picked that up really early on. You know, I'm in my second season in Minnesota. So I saw glimpses of it a season ago and how much he cares about winning. Seeing him take his game to another level in the postseason, which is something that he's done since he entered the NBA, is certainly a sign that he loves to meet the moment. But I think this offseason, the postseason series against the Denver Nuggets a year ago where they lost in five games, and seeing how upset and frustrated he was that they lost that series. They gave Denver all they could handle. A number of Denver players said that was our toughest test of our championship run. And so for Anthony to go back in the lab, continue to work on his game, rise to the occasion for Team USA, although they fell short of their medal goals, that experience paid huge dividends for Anthony Edwards. An example I'll give is this. When I first got to Minnesota, I was watching one of the first training camp practices. And I remember nudging my TV partner, Jim Peterson, and saying, I'm not really noticing Anthony Edwards. And he's like, oh, no, he usually relaxes in practice, but you'll notice him in games. And that was kind of a red flag for me. Training camp day one this season, he was dominating every practice. He was crushing it and setting the tone that I'm going to lead this season, that carried over into the regular season. And we're seeing it carry over now into the postseason.
Talking to Michael Grady right now, does a great job as the television voice for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Tonight, I just can't wait for this game. This is the most exciting series out of all the second-round matchups. You know, I said it to the general manager of the Nuggets the other day on Friday that this feels like it's a Western Conference Finals, even though it's a second-round matchup. But tonight, I think a lot of people will anticipate, right, the champs to bounce back and even this series up 1-1. But when we throw that Jordan mentality around with Anthony Edwards, it does give me a little pause. And I have the most respect in the world for Denver, but tonight could even be a bigger moment for Minnesota because if they go back to their building up 2-0, man, that would be a stunner.
It would be, and yeah, getting back to that, the Michael comparisons, it's just, I think people are understanding that this young man is a killer. And when you talk about killers, these guys don't come around that often. And I think it's really fascinating because yeah, Jordan fans may be a little bit irritated that the comparisons are rising, but the fact that people aren't afraid to whisper Anthony Edwards' name in the same breath of mentioning Michael Jordan says something about what we're all recognizing. And he's such an intimidating and physical presence on the basketball court that he's starting to get that respect around the league. And so the Nuggets, I fully expect the Nuggets to come out swinging in this ball game. Of course, this is a desperation game. There's no way that you want to go down 0-2 heading to Minnesota. At the same time, the Timberwolves are kind of licking their chops. They're like, look, we know that we can play with these guys. We're not afraid of these guys. We know that we can play them. We feel like we have the best player in this series, even though Jokic, all due respect, is staring at his third MVP. But the way Anthony Edwards is playing, he's just out of his mind. I think it's going to be great theater in this ballgame tonight, in this game, too.
Now, it's only one game. It was an impressive statement on Saturday, like the way that you laid it out. They got out to the big start. Then Denver came alive, and they were able to pull away and get the job done, Minnesota, in the fourth quarter. What's your biggest concern, though, for Minnesota in this series moving forward? Just wondering.
Well, you look at the status report, Rudy Gobert is questionable for personal reasons. And so if he's unable to go, the Timberwolves still have depth. They're not facing a team in Denver that has a lot of depth on their roster to begin with. But nevertheless, losing Rudy Gobert and that, you know, what he's able to do on the basketball court. And I hope people are watching. I know there's so much criticism about that trade a season ago, but it's paid huge dividends for the Timberwolves this season. He could very well be Defensive Player of the Year this season. And there were moments in game one where he's guarding Michael Porter Jr. on the perimeter. He's blocking shots inside. He's helping off Nikola Jokic. He's just, he broke up a pass inside to Aaron Gordon in a crucial moment in the ball game. He's the quarterback of the defense, and they would absolutely miss him if he was not able to play in this ball game. Outside of that, from Minnesota's perspective, you just want to avoid foul trouble. If you can avoid foul trouble, you're going to be in good shape. And the Nuggets are just going to have to find ways to utilize what depth they do have, so that Jamal Murray, who is, you know, still dealing with the calf, and Jokic, they're not exerting a ton of energy. They need guys to step up so that their key players can get a little bit more rest, because the Timberwolves are deep and they're relentless.
Yeah, I saw the news about Gobert about like an hour ago. I saw it pop up on my feed. Is there any clarity? Like, I know that he's questionable for the game. Who knows if he's going to play, but is there any clarity on one way or another what his status is going to be? Or is this going to be right down to tip off?
We should know very soon on whether or not he's going to be able to make it out and get here. So I know it's a family thing, and but the hope is that he'll be able to make it to game time. He wants to be there for his brothers, but family is important right now. So can't say one way or another whether or not it's going to happen.
Wrap it up with Michael Grady. Let me ask you about Jaden McDaniels. I loved what Anthony Edwards said before the start of the Suns series. It paid off in a big way. Just how about his growth that you've seen out of him as a player?
He was 0-for-7 in game one, but still had a dramatic impact on the game with what he's able to do defensively. And his growth, speaking of Jaden McDaniels, has been, I remember going back to media day, talking to his teammates, and they all to a man said, he's my favorite player on the team.
Wow.
And he has a thankless role, to where you have, you know, your point guard who's distributing and making everybody happy. Anthony Edwards has to get his. Karl Anthony Towns has to get his. Rudy Gobert is going to be playing cleanup, but he's going to have his opportunities. And then you have Jaden McDaniels, where it's like, you know, if you get yours, great, but we really just need you to defend the best perimeter player every single night and stay out of foul trouble because we need you. That's a thankless role. And he doesn't blink. He doesn't flinch. He accepts every role, every responsibility that's asked of him, and he just goes out there and battles. And so in a way, he's not the scorer that Scottie Pippen was, but from a defensive standpoint, the way that back in the day, we're going to the Michael Jordan comparisons again, the way Mike and Scottie defensively would just be a menace on the perimeter, you very much are seeing that with Anthony Edwards and Jaden McDaniels. So I love his game. Offensively, it's going to be up and down. He had a huge game in that Phoenix Sun series where he had a playoff career high. Again, didn't score in game one. I fully expect him to get more involved offensively in this ball game, and then continue to be a menace and an irritant with Jamal Murray or whoever he's guarding in this ball game tonight.
Last thing I'll ask you, you know, you see a lot of hoops with being the guy that's on TV calling the Timberwolves games. I know before that you worked for Yes, covering the Brooklyn Nets as well and doing their games too. So you know the East, you know the West, and how that all goes down. I know Boston, right? They were the best team in the East this year by like 15 or 16 games. Still something's holding me back embracing how great they could be just because of some of their previous playoff shortcomings. So I'll just ask you this. Do you feel like what we're watching this series, are these two teams, Denver and Minnesota, in your opinion, the two best teams in the NBA this year?
I do believe that's the case. I think Boston, I don't think they're going to have any resistance in the Eastern Conference as long as they're focused. There's no reason why they should trip up. And then OKC and Dallas, you know, all due respect to both of those teams. I hate hearing any criticism of OKC as far as being a number one seed in the West. They are 100% legit. They have a star in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They play for each other. They play extremely tough defense. They are legit. one seed. The only question with that group is, of course, experience with every round that they go. That will be tough. That will be tough for them. And Dallas will test them from that standpoint. And the Luka Kyrie Irving combination is ridiculous. So I think low key, that's going to be a fun series to watch. But the winner that comes out of this series, yes, I would agree with you, will represent the West in the NBA Finals against the Celtics.
He's Michael Grady, Bally Sports North. T-Wolves announced it. Does a great job calling their games all throughout the season. Michael, thanks so much for giving us a few minutes today.
Appreciate you.
There you go. Michael Grady joining us as we get you set for tonight with the Minnesota Timberwolves going up against the Denver Nuggets. Minnesota is already up by one. And it's a sensation that is Anthony Edwards. We will take a timeout when we come on back. I was listening to the network on Friday, and I heard something from Shep. I was watching, you know, the NBA games, the hockey games, just taking it easy on a Friday night. And I said, you know, let me flip on the Infinity Sports Network. And I heard something from Shep that we need to address on the other side. It is the Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.